Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Right, the kids are in the car, all ready to go.
Oh, thanks, Nigel. Kenton! If you don't come down now this minute, I'm going without you.
He's probably still asleep.
I bashed on his door. He assured me he was awake. And he was adamant that he wanted to come this morning. Oh, honestly, I mean, when was the last time he set foot in a church?
Your dad's funeral.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Well, your mum will be pleased to see him.
Astonished, more like. Darling, are you sure you don't want to come?
I'd love to, Lizzie, but someone needs to keep an eye on things here.
The antiques fair's usually pretty trouble-free.
Except for the time that table collapsed.
Don't remind me.
And a chap threatened to sue us over a chip in his Claris Cliff.
Well, I'm sure Lewis will keep an eye on things. He's going to be here anyway.
I know,
and he says the antiques fair is his favourite event of the year.
I don't want to lumber him with any more responsibility. He's being such a brick about Deck the Hall.
He did volunteer.
But the ice rink. It's a new venture. And we none of us know how much work is going to be involved.
Yeah. Kenton! I'm not waiting any longer.
So I think Lewis deserves a nice relaxing time this Sunday, you know, without fretful antique dealers vying for his attention.
Oh, at last. Now, come on, Kenton, we're going to be late.
Morning, Jill.
Morning.
Oh, Amy.
Hello.
How lovely to see you. And congratulations.
What for?
Your exam results, of course.
Oh, that. It all seems so long ago.
Fully qualified midwife now, you know.
Your father's so proud.
I noticed.
Aren't I allowed to bask in her reflected glory?
Of course you are.
I fully expected to see a banner strung out across the church.
Yeah, I did suggest it, but the archdeacon put her foot down.
So, are you having a holiday or...?
Oh, no. I'm looking for a job. I've got a couple of interviews this week, one in Birmingham and one in Felpersham. So it seemed like a good opportunity to come and visit Dad and Usha.
And if she gets the Felpersham job, she'll be able to live at home.
Oh, that would be nice.
Well...
wouldn't it?
It's a bit of a hike into Felpersham.
Usha manages it okay.
But she works in Borchester 2 days a week. It's not like she has to make the journey every day.
My grandson Daniel goes to the cathedral school, so he does it 5 days a week.
Yeah, you see, it's perfectly possible.
Well, let's wait and see if they offer me the job.
They'd be mad not to.
Morning!
Oh, morning, Pat.
Hello.
You remember Amy?
Yes, of course.
Hi.
It's lovely to see you.
And you. To what do we owe the pleasure?
Dad?
sorry, I didn't mean...
You'd think after all these years as a vicar, he'd have learnt a bit of discretion, wouldn't you?
No, you're quite right, Alan. I don't come nearly as often as I should. But I've had a bit of a trying week.
Oh, dear, what's happened?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, usual pre-Christmas rush. A lot of extra orders. It's always a bit of a grind this time of year. I just felt this morning I could do with a bit of spiritual uplift.
Think you can manage that, Dad?
Well, I'll do my best. Anyway, I'd better go and get ready. So I'll see you in the pews.
How's Helen?
Oh, she's fine. Yeah, everything's pretty much as it should be.
Oh, good.
Although she's... not finding pregnancy quite as straightforward as what she'd hoped.
Goodness.
What?
Elizabeth and Kenton. What on earth are they doing here?
And last, but by no means least, I have to remind everyone that the Ambridge Christmas lights will be switched on Wednesday week. That's the 8th of December at 7 in the evening. And as ever, there'll be mulled wine, mince pies, and other goodies available from the Bull. So I look forward to seeing you all then. Now, as you know, today is the first Sunday in Advent.
Excuse me, Gran.
Pip, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
And to mark this occasion, we're going to sing a rather special hymn. It was a particular favourite of our late organist, Philip Archer. And it's become something of a tradition in St. Stephen's to sing it at the beginning of Advent.
Waiting for a wonder.
It is, of course, Waiting for a Wonder. And today, it's going to be played on the organ by Phil's granddaughter, Philippa.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Pip is coming up to the organ now. All right, Pip?
How lovely.
Very quiet about that.
We wanted it to be a surprise.
Well, you succeeded. I should have guessed.
What?
When I saw you in the church last week.
Oh, I know.
You were practicing, weren't you? That's why the organ was on.
Yeah. I went into the church on my way home from college and I was just getting the music out when the door opens and it's you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Never mind. I went home and practiced on the piano. Anyway, I managed to stagger through without too many obvious mistakes.
You were quite brilliant.
No, I wasn't.
And I was so touched. It was a lovely thing to do.
Oh, didn't she do well?
I was just telling her.
It was a bit approximate.
Oh, sounded terrific from where I was standing.
And that's the reason you're all here, is it?
Yes.
Even Kenton.
Well, it took a bit of an effort to get him out of bed this morning.
It's lovely to see the church so full of archers.
Phil would have loved it. How long have you all been conspiring?
Oh, only a few weeks.
So, do you think you might take it up full time, Pip?
Playing the organ, I might do.
Oh, always be in demand.
I know, but if I do get into university, I'm going to be busy, so it's probably not going to be top of my agenda.
And have you decided where you want to go?
I'm quite keen on Felpersham.
Oh, wouldn't you rather go away somewhere?
Possibly, but I like the course there.
Well, no, Amy couldn't work to get away.
I don't believe that for a moment.
Well, I'm going to see a couple more colleges this week, but the course at Felpersham is exactly what I'm looking for.
And what is that?
Agriculture and Farm Business Management.
You really do take after your granddad, don't you?
Pat?
Oh, hello.
Sorry, I've just realised.
What?
That's your son's grave, isn't it?
Yes, John.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're not. Honestly, I just... Well, you know, when I'm here, I like to make sure the grave's tidy.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you.
I just wondered... Look, and tell me to back off if this is none of my business, but... Well, you said Helen was finding pregnancy a bit, well, not what she expected?
Yes.
And I just wondered if there was anything I could do.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Amy.
I mean, I don't want to interfere or anything.
The thing about Helen, she likes to feel she's in control.
I know.
And with pregnancy, well, you're not, are you?
Oh, look at the draw, really. Some women just sail through it, others find it a bit more of an uphill struggle.
Well, she's been managing pretty well up till now. Still hyper-vigilant about what she eats, of course.
But getting all the right vitamins and minerals, I bet.
You can be sure of that. And she's exercising like mad.
What sort of exercise?
Well, she damaged her knee, so lately it's mainly been swimming.
Swimming's fine.
Thrashing up and down the pool for 2 hours?
Oh, she must be exhausted.
You'd never get her to admit it. Anyway, she had an appointment with the midwife last week, and everything's fine, except the baby's a bit small for dates.
They'll probably keep an eye on her then. Babies are usually made to fit their mums.
I told her. Because she's like she is, she's convinced it's her fault that she's done something wrong.
What did the midwife say?
Oh, she told her to try not to worry too much.
But she knew that Helen was upset.
No. No, this is the trouble, you see. Helen bottles things up. She didn't say anything to the midwife and didn't tell me till Friday. Then it all came gushing out. She was so upset. I did my best, but...
Would it help if I had a chat with her?
I don't know.
I mean, look, I don't want to tread on her midwife's toes, but we've always got on well together, Helen and I, and I was thinking of dropping in to see her anyway.
Well, in that case...
Maybe I could reassure her a bit.
If you could, I'd be so grateful.
Nigel?
Oh, you're back. Well, how did it go?
Fine.
Hello, Jill.
Hello. Heavens, there's quite a crowd, isn't there?
Yes, thank goodness. Everyone keeps saying that the bottom has fallen out of the antiques market.
They've been saying that for the last 5 years at least.
But I always fly into a panic, thinking nobody's going to turn up.
And every year you're wrong. And just look at them all.
Anyway, how did Pip do?
She was wonderful. I was so touched. And I could imagine Phil looking down on her, just bursting with pride.
How lovely.
And then we all went back to Brookfield for lunch. I've left the kids there. I'll pick them up when I drop Mum home.
What about Kenton?
He went back for tea with Sheila and Alistair.
Oh, good.
Are you trying to get rid of him?
No, not at all.
I wouldn't blame you.
It's just this.
This?
The Antiques Fair.
Kenton thinks he knows all there is to know about antiques.
He does, doesn't he?
And he tends to get into arguments with the stall holders.
Oh, dear.
But it's years since he was in the business and the trade has moved on.
And he was never very good at it, bless him.
So I'm quite glad to have him out of the way.
Anyway, Mum's hoping to pick up the odd Christmas present, aren't you, Mum?
Mm. Oh, don't talk to me about Christmas shopping. Heaven alone knows when I'm going to find the time.
What about the pantomime?
Linda's already threatened to recast me.
Well, if she will keep reorganising the rehearsal schedule.
Yeah, she wanted me to rehearse one afternoon this week.
Tomorrow, she said. I told her Chris and I were going to Cheltenham, and she said I'd have to cancel it because Dick Whittington takes priority over everything.
What a cheek.
I told her I'd choose my own priorities, thank you very much.
I knew it was a mistake to get involved.
That's what you always say, but you know you'll end up having a lovely time.
But no sooner is the antiques fair over, then we're into Deck the Hall. So when am I going to have the time for Sarah the cook?
A week tomorrow, everything will be up and running, and you'll be at a loose end wondering how to fill your days.
When am I ever at a loose end?
There'll be plenty of time to learn your lines and perfect all those pratfalls.
You'll make a terrific dame, Nigel.
He will, won't he?
It really is an inspired piece of casting. I'm doing it for Harry.
Well, I understand that, Linda.
And you did say that afternoon suited you better as well.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I
of the
did.
Pub being less busy than in the evening.
But today is a little bit awkward.
But you can't let me down, Fallon.
Mum's gone to a meeting with one of our suppliers.
Jill is otherwise engaged, so I can't do the turn again Whittington scene.
And she said, was it all right if she did a bit of Christmas shopping after?
Well, as for Nigel, heaven alone knows when I'm going to get him to rehearsal, so we can't do Sarah the cook.
And I was so pleased that she was taking a bit of interest in Christmas.
And frankly, there's no point in rehearsing anything to do with rats until I've managed to acquire a replacement henchman.
But I can't leave the pub until she gets back.
Well, what about that nice young man who plays in your band?
What?
One your father found.
Well, you mean Rollo? You'll never get him on a stage without a guitar in his hand.
Well, I suppose we could have guitar playing rats.
No, Linda, seriously. Rollo would run a mile if I even suggested it. Anyway, look, about this afternoon...
Fallon, I'm begging you.
Oh, all right, I'll be there.
Oh.
I may be a bit late, that's all. I can't leave Rhys to cope on his own.
Amy, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Well, you're looking very smart.
I'm on my way to a job interview.
Ah, that would explain it.
Well, it's not till later on this afternoon, so I just wondered, is Helen around?
Afraid not, no. She called to say she wouldn't be until about 11.
Is she all right?
As far as I know. It's very unlike her, mind. She's usually obsessively punctual and hardly ever takes time off. I'm hoping it means she's finally got the message.
What message?
That when you're 6 months pregnant, it's okay to put your feet up occasionally and take things a bit easier.
Not Helen's way.
Oh, you're telling me. I think if it was up to her, she'd have the baby in the stockroom and be back behind the counter an hour later.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Helen asked me to bring in the veg. You know she's not coming in till later.
Yeah, she rang.
Said she didn't sleep much last night. Now, I hope that's enough to keep you going for today. Do you want them straight on the shelf?
Oh, I'll do it. Just put the box on the floor. Oh,
right, okay.
Is Helen okay?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hey, you're a midwife now, aren't you?
That's right.
You come across this often.
What?
Young women having babies on their own.
Yeah. Well, no, not that often, but I've seen a few cases.
I think it's crazy.
You don't approve?
It's just that, well, goodness knows it's hard enough when there's two of you, and she's finding it so tough. If she's cracking under the strain now, what's it going to be like when the baby arrives?
I don't understand my motivation.
Oh, dear. Fallon, this is a pantomime.
Yeah, okay, but Alice is supposed to be quite a demure young woman, isn't she? I mean, she's not the sort to go around picking up men in the street.
Well, that wasn't what I was suggesting.
No, it's just the way that it's written.
May I remind you, this is a tried and tested script. It went down very well in Sunningdale.
Surely the point is that Dick's only just arrived in London.
And he's ragged and dirty. Alice isn't even going to notice him, let alone say, "Good morning, young sir. I am but a maid, but you're looking lost. Can I come to your aid?"
Right, look, why don't you just do it and let's move on?
Well, wouldn't it make more sense if Dick approached Alice?
Well,
of course it would.
After all, I mean, he's lost and confused, and yeah. She looks like she knows her way about, so... He says to her something like, "Excuse me, young lady, I'm new in this town. I'm totally lost and it's getting me down."
That's great, Harry.
"I'm a Borsetshire lad. Please show me some pity. I'm out of my depth in this great big huge city."
Did you just make that up?
Well, yeah, it's not very good.
Yes, it is. It's brilliant.
Well, it's just an example of how he could possibly approach Alice.
Of course, strictly speaking, Dick is from Gloucestershire.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be more fun to make him from Ambridge? I mean, the audience always loves that when you put in local references.
Well, it's not historically accurate, you see.
Yes, but neither are talking rats, are they?
Yeah, and then Alice can say something like, "But Borsetshire's lovely. Why do you roam? What brings you to London so far from your home?" and then we can just go back to the script where I say, where is it? "I came down to the city because I was told the streets of London were all paved with gold."
Oh, bravo! That is so clever!
Well, it's a bit, you know, off the top of my head, but something like that.
What do you reckon, Linda?
Well, does that solve your motivational problem, Fallon?
Absolutely, because now Dick's making the first move.
Well, all right. If you'd like to write that down, Harry.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe polish it up, make it scan a little better.
Yeah, of course.
Right, then we'll go with that. But I hope you're not going to make a habit of tinkering with the script.
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, I know how writers hate having their work messed about with.
Oh, hello. I was getting worried.
Kirsty, I'm so sorry.
I tried ringing you, but your phone was off.
I know, I'm sorry. I had every intention of coming in mid-morning, but I sat down just to put my feet up for 5 minutes, and the next thing I know it's 1:30. Oh, just put my coat away and come and help.
Well, you must have been really tired.
Oh, I can't believe it. I never take naps. I only ever get to sleep if I'm in bed. But last night I just couldn't get comfortable at all.
Oh, it's all right, honestly.
I really felt rough this morning.
We're never that busy on a Monday anyway.
I just hate letting you down.
Your dad came in earlier.
Oh, right. Did he bring the veg? I asked if he wouldn't mind.
He said you'd had a bit of a wobbly at the weekend.
He told you?
Well, he was concerned.
He's been concerned since the day I got pregnant. He just can't accept me having this child.
Maybe, but that doesn't mean he doesn't care about you.
We used to be so close, Dad and I.
And you will be again. Oh, Helen.
Look, I just got a bit overtired, that's all. And yes, I did have a slight panic on Friday, but I'm fine now.
And then walk along Cheapside, hard by the walls, and follow the road as far as St. Paul's. I'm not sure about this bit, Linda.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, it's just like a list of places in London.
But Dick is a stranger.
Exactly. Alice has to point out the landmarks to him.
But Cheapside and Mansion House, couldn't we sort of update it a bit?
Excuse me, those places still exist, you know.
But Dick could say, like, what is that round thing made out of steel? And Alice could reply, well, that's the world-famous Millennium Wheel.
Well, now you're just being silly.
Or, what is that building? All bulgy and lurking. Well, that's what we London folk know as the gherkin.
What is yon thing like a squashed concertina? Why, that's the spectacular O2 Arena.
That's terrific. Oh, you've got to keep that
now
in,
Linda. Now stop it, the pair of you.
Sorry.
You're obviously finding this all highly amusing, but we're not even halfway through the first scene.
So I'm only having a bit of fun.
We are not here to have fun.
Sorry.
We are here to put on a show.
Yes, of course.
And since the defection of Nathan, all my hard work with the rats is out of the window. The rest of the cast appear to think that Christmas shopping and general jollity take priority over their commitment to me. So I was relying on you two to demonstrate a bit of professionalism and pull this show back from the brink of disaster.
It's not going to be a disaster, Linda.
No, it's going to be a triumph.
I thought I had the perfect Dickard, Alice.
You do, doesn't she, Fallon?
No more larking about, I promise.
And you'll respect the script?
Yeah, absolutely.
I won't change another word, I promise.
You look fabulous.
Oh, I'm the size of a house.
You are not. That's a very neat bump you've got there.
Oh. Come sit down.
Thanks.
Oh, you look terrific. I long for the day when I can get into a smart suit like that.
I've been for a job interview.
Oh, where?
Felpersham Hospital.
Are you going to take it?
Well, they've not offered it to me yet, but I hope they do. Oh, it's a fantastic place. You must have seen it. Brand new delivery suite, only built 3 or 4 years ago, full of the latest equipment.
I thought you were in favour of natural childbirth.
Oh, I am. I am, absolutely, when it's possible. But sometimes it's not. Things sometimes don't go according to plan, and when that happens, you want the best that 21st century medicine has to offer.
Yes.
I've never worked anywhere with those kind of facilities. I'd like the experience apart from anything else.
And when will you know?
Later this week, I hope. I've got another interview on Wednesday, but oh, I do hope I get this one.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Anyway, how are things with you?
Kirsty told me you'd called in at the shop and met my dad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had a bit of a difficult week.
Yeah.
My midwife said that the baby's a bit small for dates.
So she wants to keep an eye on you?
Yeah.
Well, that's normal procedure, Helen. The fact is, size for dates is just about averages. Babies don't come in a regulation size.
It's just... Oh, it's probably going to sound completely bonkers, but I just can't help. Is there any chance that it's something I've done?
How do you mean?
Like, not eating enough, taking too much exercise? Could I have been depriving the baby of nourishment?
Babies take what they need. If you weren't eating enough, you'd be the one who'd suffer. You'd feel permanently knackered.
I've been getting a bit tired.
And keep a bar of chocolate handy.
Chocolate?
Or a banana. Something to give you an energy boost. You've got to learn to listen to your body.
Yeah, that's my problem.
What?
My body is telling me exercise, exercise, go to the gym. I'm finding it almost impossible to stop.
It can be difficult. Have you started antenatal classes?
Yeah, last week.
Well, a lot of what they'll teach you is about different ways of relaxing. You know, letting go.
Oh, no, you stay there. I'll get it.
Oh, hello again.
Oh, hello, Amy. Is Helen...
Yeah, come on in.
Dad?
She's quite tired, but we were just having a chat, you know.
Yes, thanks, Amy. Sure she's finding you very helpful. Sorry, Helen. Didn't realise you had company.
Oh, I should be going anyway.
No, don't go on my account, please. I only came to drop this off.
What is it?
A casserole. Your mum was cooking, so she made some extra for you.
Oh, that's very kind. Thanks.
Only she was a bit, you know, worried about you.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the other day. I was, you know, tired and a bit stressed.
But you're all right now?
I'm fine. Amy's been giving me lots of good advice.
Oh, good. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say that any time you do feel a bit down, for whatever reason, you only have to give us a call, your mum and I. We'll always be there for you.
Thanks.
Well, I can see you're busy, so I'll be on my way. Nice to see you again, Amy.
And you.
Good night.
Bye.
Oh, I'll see you out.
No need.
Bye! Oh, that was nice of him.
I suppose.
Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. I'll just put this casserole in the freezer.
Mum?
Oh, hello, love. I thought you'd gone out.
No.
Oh.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, what's this? Are you doing Christmas cards already?
Yeah, just this one.
I haven't even bought any yet.
Well, only I suddenly realised it's nearly the last day for sending cards to New Zealand.
Oh.
So I thought I'd better do this one for Lucy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And Duncan and Matthew. Little Sydney. Oh, and I was just thinking how sad it is that little Sydney will never get to meet his grandfather.
Yeah.
Anyhow, do you want to sign this card,
yeah,
love?
Yeah, I will. Well, I tell you what, we've got some brilliant photos of Sid.
Do you remember that time that we were out in the garden messing around and Eccles got really annoyed?
Ooh, Sid with angry peacock.
Yeah,
I always meant to get a frame for that one. Never got round to it.
Oh, now I know what to get you for Christmas.
You know, that's how I like to remember him. Larking around in the sunshine with a big grin on his face.
Yeah. Well, so why don't I do another print of it and we'll send it along with a card?
Oh, Lucy'd love that.
Yeah, and little Sid will see what a lovely person Big Sid was.
Morning.
Kenton, what can I do for you?
Oh, I was looking for Kirsty, actually.
Oh, she's in the back packing up an order for someone.
Oh, okay.
Go through if you want.
Yeah, I just wondered if she fancied coming out for lunch.
Well, you have to ask her.
Although, to be honest, I'm not really in the mood for food.
Heavy night last night?
Well, not particularly. No, it's my sister.
Which one?
Well, Elizabeth, of course.
Ah.
Yeah, they've got this antiques fair on at the moment.
Oh, yeah, Grandma's talking about going to that.
What, Auntie Peggy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there yesterday. That's what got me into trouble.
What sort of trouble?
Well, I used to be in the antiques business.
Mm, I remember.
Yeah, so, you know, I know a few of the tricks of the trade, and I have a pretty good idea where one of the dealers is trying to pull a fast one.
Mm.
Anyway, Peggy took a fancy to this little china figurine and was going to buy it as a Christmas present for Jennifer, I think. But the dealer wanted 65 quid for it, and believe me, Helen, it wasn't worth half that, 30 quid max. I couldn't just stand by and watch my dear old auntie being royally ripped off, could I?
I suppose not.
No, but this dealer turned out to be a right know-all. Not only would he not budge on the price, he complained to Elizabeth about me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, which means that I am now persona non grata at Lower Loxley until the end of the antiques fair.
Oh, when's that?
Well, this evening, thank goodness.
Oh, do you mind?
No, don't mind me. You carry on.
Hi, Ian.
Yeah, I'll just go and bother Kirsty.
Have you got customers?
No, it's only Kenton.
What do you mean, only Kenton? So the shop's not exactly heaving?
Not at this precise moment, no.
Good.
Why?
I'll be over in half an hour. I'm taking you out to lunch.
Oh, Ian, it's a lovely thought, but I can't.
Why not?
Well, Kirsty's going out for lunch, and it's not fair to leave Anya.
No, she isn't.
Well, she may not know it yet.
Yeah, but she rang me not 15 minutes ago.
Kirsty rang you? What for?
Yeah, to tell me that you needed a bit of care and attention.
What?
Oh, that's nice, that is.
Well, so I'll see you in half an hour, okay? Bye.
No, Ian, hang on. Oh.
Is this some kind of conspiracy?
Huh?
Well, Kirsty says she can't leave the shop because you're going out with Ian.
A conspiracy? Do you know, I think you might be right.
Can I come?
What?
Well, to lunch with you and Ian.
No.
No, he probably wouldn't thank me, would he? Oh, well. I guess it's a solitary lunch in the bull for me, then.
To be honest with you, Mum, the script is a little bit rubbish in parts.
Well, most pantos are, aren't they?
But there was this bit at the beginning which just didn't make any sense to me. So Harry made up some new lines. Just, you know, off the top of his head, all in rhyme and everything.
That's clever.
It was brilliant. And Linda was okay with it. She agreed it made things clearer, so that was fine. But then we got a bit carried away.
Carried away?
Yeah, you see, once you start, you sort of get into the rhythm of the thing, and then it's difficult to stop.
Well, you're talking about you and Harry.
Making up rhyming couplets.
Oh, we thought you meant...
What?
Oh, never mind.
Mum, you have got a mind like a sewer.
Sorry.
Anyway, we were just messing around, you know, having a bit of a laugh, and suddenly Linda starts telling us off.
Oh, dear.
It's going on like we're a couple of naughty school kids. And then she goes into this big emotional speech about how everyone's letting her down and the pantomime's going to be a disaster.
Afternoon. Oh, how are you?
Ended up feeling terrible. Hi, Kenton.
What have you got to feel terrible about?
Dick Whittington.
All right, yeah, say no more.
Pint?
Actually, I'm not sure that I really want a drink.
We wonder why this pub's not making any money.
Yeah, well let me think about it.
Have you seen anything of Jamie lately?
I was going to ask you that. No, he's still not talking to me.
Well, he hasn't been in here either.
Well, I've seen him a couple of times.
How is he?
Okay.
Is he managing to keep out of trouble?
It seems to be.
Right. Well, Kathy's not still driving him into school, is she? Oh,
no, she's eased up on that.
Oh, good.
Hey, Fallon, would you mind if I went upstairs for an hour or two? Only we're not exactly rushed off our feet.
Yeah.
Oh, don't leave me, Jolene.
Fallon will keep you company.
Well, hang on, we've got another customer. Excuse me.
Ah, come on, stay and talk to me.
Well, why don't you come upstairs? Look, play your cards, right? I'll make you a cup of tea.
Well, that's what my mum said, but I just felt... Well, that's what she would say, isn't it? She's not really up to date with these sort of things.
She has had three kids of her own.
Yeah, well, that was 30 years ago. But Amy Franks came round last night.
And she's a professional.
Mm, and she really does know what she's talking about.
And it's nothing to worry about.
Well, she didn't say that, but she just made me feel... Oh, you see, I'd got into my head that it was my fault, that I hadn't been eating enough.
Yeah, talking of which, come on here, tuck in.
It's all right. Anyway, I felt so much better having talked to Amy and, well... Then my dad showed up.
You came to the flat?
Hmm. But only because Mum sent him.
You don't know that.
I do, Ian. Mum made a casserole and he just brought it round and, well, it was obvious he just couldn't wait to get away.
Well, that's hard for him, Helen.
I know. But no amount of disapproval is going to make this baby go away.
You don't think you're being a bit hard on him?
Well, he's being hard on me, Ian. I so want him to celebrate his grandchild, but... just won't. It makes me really sad. This really is very good.
Have you got the room ready?
Not yet, no. Keep meaning to do it, but I've been very tired.
Yeah, well, Kirsty said you've been overdoing it a bit.
Ooh, she has been telling tales, hasn't she?
She's worried about you, Helen. All right, we all are.
Yes, I know. Got to learn to relax a bit more.
Yeah, and eat a bit more.
I'm doing my best.
Okay, so how's about I come round and paint the nursery for you?
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I want to. I'm pretty good with a paintbrush, you know. Have you decided what colour?
Yellow. A really nice, bright, sunshiny yellow.
Okay, I'll pick up some colour charts this afternoon. Oh, and what about a mobile to hang over the cot? Have you ordered a cot?
Oh, Mum was talking about getting me one for Christmas.
Okay, I shall liaise with your mother. But... we've got to get you organised, young lady. I'm not having this baby come into the world without a properly equipped nursery.
Oh, Ian.
What?
Why can't my dad be like you?
Oh, I just get so tired all the time.
Yeah, well, it's hard work, isn't it, running a pub?
Milk?
Oh, please. Yeah, I feel the same about Jack's. I mean, sometimes it's a monumental struggle just to drag myself in there.
I'm not really sure it's worth it.
What?
All this effort. Still, I'm really just doing it for Fallon. Especially now she's in the pantomime. I've got to keep going. But come the new year...
What?
I don't know. But I'm seriously thinking of jacking it in.
Whoa. And doing what?
Going away. Starting a new life somewhere.
Oh, where?
Well, anywhere. Anywhere that isn't Ambridge.
Oh, I know how you feel.
Do you?
Oh, yes. I hated this place when I was young. Couldn't wait to get away. So I ran off to sea.
Did you?
Yeah, twice.
Twice?
Joined the Merchant Navy when I left school. Came back 14 years later. Tried to settle down and ran away again.
Was that when you went down under?
Which was heaven for a while. But then it all turned sour and, well, I guess I realised that it wasn't Ambridge I had a problem with. It was me. Well, yeah, I know it's a cliche, but however far you travel, you can't get away from yourself. So I came back.
Well, I know it ain't Ambridge that's the problem. I've always loved it here. It's just that now every bit of it reminds me of Sid. I go down the cellar,
I go up the cricket ground, I look out at the village green.
Yeah, I know. I was like that after my father died.
Yeah. And some days, I feel like I just can't stand it anymore. I've got to get away.
Well, it does get easier.
Oh, Kenton, that's what everyone says.
Yeah, well... But hey, you don't want to forget Sid, do you?
No. Of course not.
No, so why would you want to go somewhere that didn't remind you of him?
Is Dad around?
He's gone over to see Gran.
Oh.
He should be back in about an hour.
Oh, well.
Can I give him a message?
No, it's not important. It's just, well, you know, he came round to see me last night. Thanks for the casserole, by the way.
Oh, did you eat it?
Not yet, no. I put it in the freezer.
Helen.
I will eat it, I promise, but not tonight.
Why don't you stay for supper?
No, I've got things to do at home, thanks. And I went out for lunch with Ian and had the most enormous plate of risotto.
Good.
Yeah, and a big lecture about feeding myself up. He's so funny, Ian. Anyone would think this was his baby, he's so excited about it all. And he's going to come round and help me decorate the nursery.
I'm sure Dad would help if you asked him.
Well, Ian's offered now. But it was nice of Dad to come round last night. Only Amy was there, so we didn't really have a chance to... Well, you know. I'm sorry I lost it on Friday.
Oh, love, you don't have to apologise.
It's a bit silly now, overreacting like that. But Amy was great. So reassuring. And Kirsty and Ian. Everyone's being brilliant. Especially you.
What mums are for.
And I really am going to try and relax a bit more.
And eat.
And eat.
Cup of tea?
Please. I've been thinking about names.
Have you?
I haven't told anyone because I keep changing my mind, but what do you think of Henry for a boy?
Henry Archer. Sounds very distinguished.
And for a girl, I wondered about Megan.
I was in Underwood's toy department.
Can I drink the rest of this coffee?
Oh, yes, yes, help yourself. And they had this absolutely gorgeous little wooden train, which I thought would be perfect for Sipo for Christmas.
Oh, when you say little...
Well, the engine was about this big, and then there were three or four little carriages.
Not very practical. Hmm? Well, the postage to South Africa would be more than the cost of the train.
But I don't have to send it. You can take our presents with you when you go.
And pay a fortune in excess baggage.
Oh.
Small light presents only, please. Now, I'm going to be out this evening, Mum.
Are you?
I'm meeting Phoebe after school. We're going for a pizza and then to the movies or something.
Well, why don't you take Rory as well?
Oh, no, not tonight.
But, darling, you've been saying for weeks now that you'd take him for a treat after school, and, well, time's running out. You'll be going home in less than a fortnight.
Oh, but that means I'll have to come all the way back here to pick him up.
Is that so very much to ask?
Hello.
I'm waiting for the new refrigeration unit. The driver just called to say he's 5 minutes away.
Oh, right.
I thought we'd put it in the workshop for now. They won't be fitting it yet.
Have you rang Helen?
No. You think I should?
Oh, she did come looking for you last night.
Yes, you said.
Don't you want to know what it was about?
Well, she knows where I am. She can always ring me.
Well, yes.
I can't imagine it's anything important. Otherwise, she'd have told you.
I think she was quite touched that you went round on Monday.
Is that what she said?
Not in so many words.
Oh, I'm not sure that I helped. I never know what to say to her these days. I find it difficult to, you know.
I know.
Besides, Amy was there. I couldn't really...
As long as she knows you're here for her.
Yeah, well, of course I am. I told her that.
Good.
And she's okay now, is she?
Much better. I think talking to Amy really set her mind at rest.
Oh, that's a relief.
And by the sound of it, her friends are rallying round. Ian took her out to lunch yesterday, which seems to have cheered her up a lot.
Oh, good.
He's so excited about the baby. I really do feel that she's turned a corner. She seemed so much more relaxed last night. And she started talking about names for the baby.
Oh, yes?
I thought she'd have been discussing it for weeks, but she said she hadn't. That was the first time she's mentioned the subject. I was quite touched.
Nothing too outlandish, I hope?
No, not at all. Oh. If it's a girl, she's thinking of Megan. Well, she'd be lovely because my grandmother was called Megan.
Was she?
My mum's mum. She died before I met you. I was about 15.
I didn't know she was called Megan.
Neither did Helen.
Oh, here it comes. Our new refrigeration unit. I sincerely hope it's going to be worth what it's costing us.
I just wish you weren't going away.
Oh, I know, sweetheart, and I'd stay if I could, but I have to go and see Nolly and Sipo.
Couldn't they come here?
Oh, for Christmas. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Can I have some more pizza?
Well, how many bits have you had, Rory?
I can't remember.
Or I could come to South Africa?
Not this time.
Why not?
Well, don't you want to be with your dad and Hayley and Abby?
I'd rather be with you.
So can I.
Yes, all right, one more piece. Oh, Rory, you've got tomato sauce on your shirt.
Oh, dear.
Jennifer's not going to be happy about that, is she?
She'll be cross with me.
Oh, tell her it was my fault. Now, Phoebes, have you decided what you want for Christmas?
Well, I had an idea, but it might be a bit expensive.
What?
It's just, when you're back in South Africa, I want to talk to you every day.
Oh, that would be nice. We'll arrange a time and you can talk to me online.
But then I have to go to Home Farm and use their computer.
Oh, surely you can do it on your dad's.
His computer's really ancient. Don't think it's even got a camera. So, I thought, if I had my own laptop with a camera and a microphone.
Oh, goodness. That would be a bit expensive.
Oh, thought so.
But it's a very good idea. Let me think about it.
Can I have some more cola?
Have you drunk that whole great bucketful?
It's nice. I like it.
Well, you better not have any more just now, or you'll be wanting to go to the loo in the middle of the film.
Actually, Mum, instead of going to the movies, could we go to Laserfray?
What?
We went there for my friend George's birthday, and it's only just round the corner, in Union Street.
And what is it?
Oh, it's the most brilliant fun. The whole place is like this huge maze, and it's all dark and mysterious. And you have this laser thing that you can shoot, and you can wear, like, this waistcoat that registers every time you get hit.
Oh, sounds a bit violent.
No, it's all about dodging and hiding and sneaking up on other people.
But what about Rory?
He'll love it, won't you, Rory?
Isn't he a bit young?
I'm 8 now, you know.
George's little brother came, and he was only 6.
Oh. Well, okay, if that's what you'd like.
And how's Jamie?
Oh, I have no idea, Pat. I ask how things are at school, and he just grunts at me.
Still, at least he's going to school.
I don't even know that for certain. All I know is that he leaves the house in the morning.
Oh, you'd know soon enough if he wasn't turning up.
He doesn't seem to be doing any work at all.
Sounds familiar.
What do you mean?
Tom was just the same.
Was he?
Oh, yes. It was a constant battle. He was always sleeping in and missing the school bus.
But he got his GCSEs okay.
Not really, no.
What do you mean, not really?
He's supposed to get 5 grade Cs if he was going on to sixth form college. But he only managed to scrape 4.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was maths that was the problem.
Well, so what happened?
Well, he was supposed to be doing retakes, but then John died.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then Tom decided he'd had enough of education and took over managing John's pigs.
So he never went to college at all?
Oh, he did later. He did a day release course at what was then Borsetshire Agricultural College.
Well, that's part of the university now, isn't it?
But that was when he got involved in the whole GM protest thing.
Oh, yes, of course.
Which he was incredibly lucky to get away with. Sorry, I'm not being very reassuring, am I?
Not really, no.
Oh, it's going to be a cold night.
Oh, evening, Tony.
Oh, hello. Here again.
Tony!
No, I didn't mean...
I'm sorry, you must be getting sick of the sight of me.
No, of course not.
You're always welcome, Cathy, you know that.
That was brilliant.
Told you.
And you're so good at it. You've got so many tags and hardly got hit at all.
You'll get better. First time, I only managed to tag like 3 other people.
Oh, did you enjoy it, Rory?
Yeah,
Poor Rory, you were getting zapped all the time, weren't you?
Got lost.
And you didn't tag anyone.
It was dark and I didn't know where you were.
Oh, Rory, I'm sorry. I was so busy trying to hide from Phoebe. Are you all right? You look a bit pale.
You weren't scared, were you? No.
Oh, it was a bit scary, with the searchlights and the smoke and everything.
But I don't feel very well.
Oh, dear. Oh, come on, let's go and find the car.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no, not here, Rory.
Sorry.
Oh, Lord, come on, over here, out of the crowd.
I knew we shouldn't have bought him.
Oh, poor Helen.
Yeah, she got herself into quite a state, didn't she, Tony?
But she's all right now.
I think so. In a way, it was a good thing.
What?
Well, it sort of shook her up. Made her realise she's got to relax a bit more. She's not very good at that, are Helen?
She should make the most of it. She won't find much time to relax once the baby arrives.
No.
I remember when Jamie was born.
I'll clear these plates, shall I?
You were still running the restaurant, the Bull, weren't you?
Yeah, desperately trying to make a go of the Hassett room.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I never really took off.
These okay in the dishwasher?
Yeah, fine.
And you just never imagine, do you, how such a little scrap of humanity can completely take over your life.
No.
And you don't think for a minute that that angelic little boy is going to grow into a stroppy teenager who treats you with contempt.
Don't despair, Kathy.
Ooh, sometimes it's difficult not to.
It will pass, honestly. Give it a year or two and he'll rejoin the human race.
A year or two? Don't think I can survive that long. Anyway, I better make a move.
I'll get your coat.
Oh, thanks for the supper.
Anytime.
And for listening. You must be sick to death of me carrying on about Jamie.
What are friends for?
Here you are, Kathy.
Oh, thanks.
Do you want to bring him over for Sunday lunch?
Oh, well, if you're sure you don't mind.
No, of course not.
Oh, that'd be great. Sunday's at home with just the two of us, you know, a bit grim.
About 12:30?
Lovely. Oh. Bye, Pat. Thanks again. Night, Tony.
Night.
Bye.
What did you go and do that for?
What?
Invite them for Sunday lunch.
What's wrong with that?
She's here the whole blooming time.
Oh, come on, Tony.
I don't know why she doesn't just move in.
She's lonely. She's having a very difficult time.
Yeah, don't I know it? If I have to sit through one more whinge about what Jamie's shortcomings are...
I'm just trying to be supportive.
Do you have to be supportive quite so often?
Is he all right?
No, he is not all right. Poor little thing's in a dreadful state.
Well, do you want me to go and read him a story or something?
Oh, you've done enough damage for one day.
What?
I've put on a tape of The Butterfly Lion. Oh, he loves that book.
Nolly likes that one.
What were you thinking of, Kate? Laser Frey. He's only just 8 years old.
It's supposed to be okay for children of 6 and over. And anyway, if Rory wasn't sick because of that, he just drank too much cola.
And what were you doing giving him cola? You know we try to avoid fizzy drinks.
It was an evening out. It was supposed to be a treat. And I'd promised Phoebe we'd do whatever she wanted. I didn't know you were going to insist on me dragging Rory along.
Oh, so it's my fault now, is it?
No, of course not.
And he didn't wake up because he was sick again. He had a nightmare. He was in a dark maze, he said. He didn't know where he was, and people were shooting at him.
Oh, no.
You shouldn't have left him on his own, Kate.
I didn't mean to. It's just... Well, you get involved in playing the game, and it's quite difficult to see anything, and we just got separated.
Well, you should have paid more attention.
Okay, sorry. Got it wrong. It won't happen again.
I know he doesn't look it, but Rory's a very sensitive little boy.
But this evening was meant to be a special treat for Phoebe.
Oh, everything's always about Phoebe, isn't it?
She's my daughter.
Yes, yes, we know.
I abandoned her once, and now I'm going to do it again.
What?
And I feel terrible about it.
What are you talking about?
When I go back to South Africa for Christmas, she thinks I'm only going for a couple of weeks, and I haven't the heart to tell her.
Oh, come on, don't make such a fuss.
He doesn't want to go, does he?
The heifer went up good as gold.
Do you think he knows where he's going?
No, He's just throwing his weight about.
Well, he's got plenty to throw.
Yeah, 558 kilos. And you don't like being pushed around, do you, old fella? Come on now. Good. That's it. Up you go. Good.
I'll get the tailgate.
Thanks.
I must come with you one of these days.
What, to Crowther's?
Yeah, well, I've never been, and I really ought to.
Well, it's not particularly interesting. They only get killed and dressed today.
Yeah, I know.
And then the carcasses are stuck in the cold store to hang for a couple of weeks.
But it's part of the process, isn't it? I want to understand what happens at every stage.
Well, you're very welcome to give us a hand this evening, if you like.
What happens this evening?
Well, I've got to ring round everyone who's putting Christmas orders and then let them know when their meat will be ready for collection.
When will that be?
About the 17th, I ring.
Okay, well, if we're back in time.
Well, it's the 16th when we'll really appreciate a bit of help, when the meat's been butchered and we have to sort and label all the packs.
Haven't you gone yet?
No, I'm just on my way.
I thought you wanted to be first in the queue at Crowther's.
I'll be there by 5:30, no trouble.
What time are we setting off, Mum?
I've just got to wash down the parlour and get the boys off to school, so about 9, I should think. Probably take us 2 hours, maybe 2.5 to get there.
It's a stupidly long way, isn't it? Not sure I want to go to college that far from home.
Oh, give it a chance.
Wait till you've seen the place before you write it off.
Come on, Meg. This way.
Well?
It's all right, it's all right. Something wrong?
No. Well, at least I hope not. But you said you were a bit short of beaters for tomorrow.
It's okay. It's all sorted.
Oh, good.
Well, more or less.
More or less?
Well, I'm still one short. But there's a couple of people supposed to be ringing me back, so we should be okay.
Well, what about your father?
No. Can't rely on him anymore. He's either working at the market or milking at Brookfield. I mean, he's even got himself another job at Lower Larksley over Christmas.
What, as well as selling Christmas trees?
What?
I mean, usually that's just holly and mistletoe, doesn't he? But
how do you know about that?
What?
The Christmas trees.
I bought one.
Oh.
Why? Well, did they fall off the back of a lorry?
No, of course not.
Actually, I wasn't intending to buy a tree, but I was out with Rory, and we passed your father up at Grundy's Field loading them into his van. Rory made up his mind that we had to have one there and then. Wouldn't take no for an answer.
Right.
Anyway, it's a very nice tree. And quite a reasonable price. Where do you get them, do you know?
I've no idea.
Well, best not to ask, perhaps.
Hmm.
Anyway, we're all set for tomorrow's shoot, are we?
Yeah.
Barring one beater.
I'll get it sorted. Don't worry.
Well, what did you think?
It was okay.
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, we didn't have facilities like that when I was at Harper Adams.
Didn't you?
Mind you, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, back in the dark ages.
Yeah, all right.
The technology has moved on quite a lot in the last 20 years, Mum.
Well, that new dairy unit was just amazing. What would I not give for a rotary milking parlour like that? You weren't impressed.
I'm not going to college just so I can get to play with some fancy bits of kit.
No, of course not. Well, obviously they teach basic skills as well. And I thought the whole animal husbandry side was excellent.
Yeah, that was fine.
But?
I didn't think the business management and marketing side was a patch on Felpersham.
Didn't you?
The man I was talking to.
What, the bald one with the earring?
He was a senior lecturer, and he was one of those blokes who tries to talk street, you know, tries to be down with the kids.
Oh, dear.
And he was really old, like, even older than Dad.
Right. Ready for the knacker's yard, then?
Way too old for earrings and street talk.
You expect that, though, sometimes, with marketing types.
Not at an agricultural college.
So, you weren't impressed?
I preferred Felpersham.
Yeah, but if you don't get the grades for Felpersham, you could still get a place there.
I'd rather take a year out and resit my A-levels.
Oh. Your mind's made up, is it?
Well, not entirely.
You've only had a very quick look round at Felpersham. Who did you talk to there on the management side?
One of the lecturers, and she was really nice.
But not the head of department?
No.
So, for all you know, he might be another old man with an earring.
Didn't Brenda do her degree there?
She didn't do agriculture.
No, but she did marketing and stuff, so she'll know all about the business management side, won't she?
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe I'll have a chat with her when we get home.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello. You just got back?
Yes.
Good day?
Yeah, fine.
Look, the kettle's on. Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, that would be lovely. Is Mum around?
No, no, she's gone to collect Rory from the school bus.
Oh, is he okay?
Rory, yes, he's fine.
Only Mum said he was having nightmares because I took him to that laser fray place.
That was a bit of a bad dream, that's all. Nothing to worry about. He told me he loved it.
Oh, did he?
He was full of it this morning. Couldn't wait to tell his chums at school. Wants to know when he can go again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Well, Mum gave me such an earful.
Well, you've got a friend in Rory.
Oh, she was so cross with me.
Come on, she'll get over it.
But you see, I'd promised Phoebe we'd do whatever she wanted, and that's what she chose. Maybe it's a good thing I'm going back to South Africa for a while.
Stop worrying about your mother.
Well, I don't remember when I've seen her so angry.
You've probably forgotten all about it by now.
I hope so.
Aren't you looking forward to going home?
I can't wait to see Nolly and Sipo.
And Lucas.
Of course.
And you've got this assignment sorted out, have you, that you're going to be doing while you're there?
Yes, I went through it all with my tutor today. So I've got a pretty clear idea of what areas I need to research and what needs to go in each section of my report.
And are you going to get it done in the time?
Hope so. Well, I'll have to. The university's only giving me an extra 2 weeks, and I don't want to be away any longer than is necessary. I'm worried enough about Phoebe as it is.
Phoebe? Why?
I haven't told her how long I'm staying in South Africa. She thinks I'm coming back right after Christmas.
It's only a couple of weeks extra.
Yes, but she keeps going on about how sad she is that I'm going away at all, and I don't have the heart to tell her.
Well, the longer you put it off...
Yes, I know, I know. You know, I was thinking maybe we could have an early Christmas next week.
What? What, bring the whole thing forward?
No, no, I just mean having a little extra celebration for me and Phoebe.
Oh, well, you'll have to ask your mother.
We've already got the tree, after all.
True.
And I would so love to see her opening her presents.
Do you know what you're getting her?
I need to talk to you about that.
Oh, yes.
She wants her own laptop so she can talk to me online whenever she feels like it.
Does she indeed?
And I'm running a little bit short of money.
I see.
Only, we've become so close this past couple of months. You know, I do want her to feel she can contact me whenever she needs to. Hmm. I've promised her she can come over to South Africa next year.
Have you talked to Roy about that?
Not yet, no.
Hmm.
What?
Well, it might have been a good idea if you had done before you went making promises to Phoebe.
Dad!
What?
You're starting to sound just like Mum.
Dad?
Oh, hello, William. We're just topping up the old windscreen washer. Got caught out last week, couldn't see a thing.
You've got a nerve. You really have.
What?
Selling Brian Aldridge one of your dodgy trees.
Oh, what are you talking about?
But he told me.
There's nothing dodgy about my Christmas tree.
Really?
I didn't force it on Brian. He asked if he could buy one.
And you didn't tell him where it came from?
It was a perfectly legitimate transaction.
Legitimate?
What was I supposed to do? Tell him to sling his hook.
You flogged Brian Aldridge one of his own trees. And you call that legitimate?
One of his own? What are you talking about, William?
I know where you got them.
Oh, yeah?
It was the estate plantation, wasn't it?
The estate? God, you have a very vivid imagination, son.
I've been up there. There are freshly cut stumps.
So, it's Christmas. A time when the owners of tree plantations cut them down and flog them.
Oh, they're cutting on the west side.
Are they really? Well, I wouldn't know.
But up in the northeast corner, away from the road, away from prying eyes, there are a number of freshly cut stumps.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, 26 to be precise.
Oh, you counted, did you?
I did.
Don't you have better things to do with your time?
And I shall be counting again over the next few weeks.
Like shoots to organise?
And if... there are any more than 26 stumps. I shall tell Brian.
You wouldn't do that.
Well, I'm sure the BL board would be very interested.
You wouldn't shop your own dad.
Oh, so you admit it?
No. What I'm saying is, you surely wouldn't shop your own dad for something he didn't do.
Wouldn't I?
Don't push your luck, Dad.
I've just had a call from Usha. Amy got the job.
What job?
At Felbisham Hospital. You remember on Sunday she was telling us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Apparently she was offered a job at Birmingham as well, but she decided to accept the Felbisham one.
So she could be near her dad?
And because she really liked the hospital. Usha's really chuffed. And Alan, obviously.
So is she going to be living at the vicarage then?
At first, yeah. Though it's a bit of a hike to Felbisham, and she'd probably prefer a place of her own.
Well, good for her.
Dinner in 20 minutes, okay?
Yeah, fine. I was wondering, do you think that it might be an idea to see if we could get some cover for milking tomorrow afternoon?
Why?
Well, it's the NFU lunch, and Eddie's doing some work at Lower Loxley tomorrow.
I know that, but we're going to be back in plenty of time for milking, aren't we?
Yeah, probably, but I just thought, you know, sometimes at these affairs you meet people you haven't seen for a while. It's nice to catch up a bit, have a bit of a gossip.
We'll be home by four, surely.
Yeah, I expect we will, but I thought just in case.
The boys could go to your mum's.
Yeah, good idea.
Gosh, it is freezing out there.
How'd you get on?
Well, Brenda wasn't there.
Oh.
I should have rung. But I had a good chat with Tom, and he said Brenda reckoned that if she'd gone away to college, she'd have ended up with £20,000 worth of debt.
Phew.
Maybe more now.
Yeah, and as it is, she's going to be paying off her student loan for about 10 years. So, that's another good reason for going to Felbisham. How long till supper?
About 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
What was all that about?
She seems to have made up her mind. She wants to go to Felbisham.
What, so your trip today was
a bit of a waste of time. She just picked holes in the place.
Mm. But what if she doesn't get the grace of Felbisham?
I know. Of course she needs a backup plan. But you know what she's like.
Doesn't it look wonderful?
I want to go skating now.
Well, why not give it a go?
Far too much to do this morning. But maybe later.
Well, I'm very tempted myself.
Oh, Lewis.
What?
If you were to fall over and break something.
Well, have you know I was a very good skater in my youth.
It would none of us be able to sort out the schedule for the elves. You're the only one who understands it.
Oh, is it so very complicated, this schedule?
No, not at all. And I'm sure once I've given the elves their instructions, we'll be okay.
When you say elves...
In that bunch of youngsters on the ice at the moment.
You're not actually going to put them in costume?
Oh, no. I don't think they'd thank us. They're going to be our marshals.
I see. Keeping an eye on the skaters.
Yes.
Give the novices a hand and pick up the casualties, that sort of thing.
We could give them special hats to distinguish them from the crowd. Have we got any spare elf hat?
Well, not that I know of.
They'll also be responsible for resurfacing the ice.
Good.
And those two chaps at the end are from the hire company. They'll be giving them a lesson in what to do.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, this looks like my second band of elves just arriving. They're going to take the money and give out the skates. So if you'll excuse me, I'd better go and make myself known.
You carry on, Lewis.
I'll see you later.
Isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
The way he always mucks in. You know, I don't know what we'd do without him.
I hope I've got that sort of energy when I'm his age.
What are you doing this morning?
I need to check how they're getting on in the Arboretum. I think we may have to draft in some more labour. Otherwise, we're never going to get all the new lights up.
I wouldn't want to go to university at all if I was going to end up saddled with that sort of debt.
We were so lucky, weren't we? Fees all paid, maintenance grants.
Yeah. So, really, if she could go to Felbisham...
Oh, there's no guarantee they'll offer her a place.
No, I know.
I really think she should keep her options open.
Yeah.
Funny, isn't it?
What?
Well, when I was her age, I couldn't wait to get away from home.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Joe Grundy. He doesn't give up, does he?
It's Bartleby I feel sorry for.
Jingle bells rides, I don't know.
Oh, poor old thing gets harnessed up to the trap every day and has to wait about on the green with bits of tinsel in his bridle trying to look festive.
Does he get any takers?
Well, Ben got a ride home the other day.
Ben?
From the school bus, did I not tell you?
No.
He's a cheeky monkey, he really is.
Who, Joe or Ben?
Ben. Oh. Well, both of them, to be honest. Ben didn't have any money, so he arrives home in the trap and tells me I've got to pay Joe £3. Oh, I should go right here if I were you.
Huh?
There's still roadworks on the Edgley Road.
All right. I thought he was supposed to be doing it for teas.
He is. I don't think it's actually legal for him to charge real money. So I dug out a couple of teas to give him, and Joe said, oh, no, it's 3 teas if you pay up front. If you pay in arrears, it's 4.
I hope you told him to get knotted.
Oh, I think I said something slightly more colourful than that. Anyway, he got the message.
Well, perhaps we should have hired him to drive us to this lunch.
Isn't that a bit beneath your dignity, as deputy chair of the NFU?
I'm not proud. And at least then, we could have had a few festive drinks.
Oh, don't worry, I'll drive you home.
Do you mind?
Well, I'm going to milk when we get back, so I'd better stay sober.
Sorry, Nigel.
No, it's okay.
Only there was no one in the office.
I was just about to stop anyway and go in search of a sandwich. I'm absolutely starving.
How's it all going?
Slowly. The chaps have finished on the treetop walk, but there's still a couple of thousand lights to go up in the Arboretum.
Oh, blimey.
For the living Christmas trees.
And the nativity scene?
Reg is going to bring some of the rare breed animals down.
Oh, not your Tamworth pigs, I hope.
No, they're a little bit livelier, the Tamworths. They'd probably send everything flying.
And down the front driver, what's going on there?
Oh, that's the German market. We don't have to do anything about that, thank goodness. The stallholders just move in and do their own thing.
So it's all going to be schnapps and sausages, is it?
Ratwurst and glühwein. Yeah, indeed. But they do a lot more than that. Lovely Christmas decorations and cakes and sweets and what have you.
A bit like the good old Grundy world of Christmas.
Well, not entirely dissimilar, no.
I'm sorry I can't do more shifts on the car park.
Oh, don't worry, Eddie.
What with the market and milking at Brookfield?
We're grateful for any help you can give. You know, particularly at the weekend.
Well, I'll definitely be here bright and early Sunday.
Oh, look, there's Lizzie. Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi, Eddie.
Hi. You got enough mistletoe there?
Yes, thank you.
Only I can do you a very good price.
We've got a whole great trailer load of greenery there, look.
Oh, my goodness. Burnham Wood comes to Lower Loxley.
It's going to take about an hour to get it all into the house, let alone to actually deck the place.
Where's it all going?
All around the cornices, up the staircase, everywhere.
Do you need a hand?
No, I've got a whole army of people doing it. I'm a bit surplus to requirements, really. I just like to keep an eye on things.
Darling, you couldn't take Eddie into the office and find him a car parking rota, could you?
Yes, sure.
Only I'm going to die of starvation if I don't find something to eat within the next 5 minutes.
Oh, by the way, Linda's been on the phone again.
Oh, no. Oh, this is getting embarrassing. I'm beginning to think that I should tell her that I simply can't do it.
What?
The panto.
You can't drop out now.
I simply haven't got the time.
Things will calm down next week.
We've already lost Nathan Booth, and Linda can't find a replacement.
What was he playing?
Oh, he was Mealy to my Mouthy.
What?
We were a double actor, rat henchman. But I said to Linda, I can do it on my own, but she won't have it.
A one-man double act?
I'm very versatile.
You were the one who said you had to get home for milking.
It's barely 3:30. We could have stayed another 30 minutes. Especially as your mum's picking up the kids from school.
Oh, sorry. I just got cornered by Steve... What's his face from Shelley Magna?
Pratt?
Steve Pratt, of course. If ever anyone lived up to their billing.
Poor guy can't help his name.
He was going on about... Oh, he had 3/4 of his carrot crop rejected. I had exactly the same conversation with him last year, and the year before, if I remember rightly.
So you knocked back another couple of glasses of wine?
Well, I knew you'd see me safely home.
Nearly there.
So did you have a good time?
I did, actually. Had a really interesting discussion about food security with that young bloke who used to be...
What?
Something's not right.
What?
The barn. Look.
Oh, my God. What's happened to the hay?
I think we've been burgled.
I don't believe it.
Oh, we'd better call the police.
I just do not believe it.
It's obviously been nicked.
We've only been gone, what, 3 hours? How could they shift that many bales?
Where did you leave the loader?
It was... Oh, no, don't tell me they've had that too.
No, it's over by the machinery shed.
What? I didn't put it there.
I think the thieves must have brought in a truck or a trailer.
Well, it must have been big, whatever it was. They've had several tons.
And then used our loader to actually shift the bales.
Oh, hell! Oh. Oh, come on, let's go and call the police.
Just keep it clear of the banister rail, okay? We don't want the punters impaling themselves on holly leaves.
Oh, doesn't it smell gorgeous?
Hi, Lewis.
Oh, that lovely fresh scent of pine and bay with, if I'm not mistaken, a hint of rosemary.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Unfortunately, it wears off after a few days.
Can't you buy it in a spray can? Special aroma of Christmas.
Very likely. I'm sure somebody's come up with the idea. But it wouldn't be the same.
Oh, it's looking wonderful.
And it's not nearly finished. The greenery will go all the way up the staircase and across the landing.
And Bach's Christmas Oratorio. Oh, it's the most perfect music for this setting.
We should be sick to death of it by Christmas Eve.
Never.
Oh, that reminds me. I must call the Darrington Choirmaster. They're supposed to be singing live on Sunday, and last time I spoke to him, half the sopranos were down with flu.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's not the end of the world if they can't make it. I'm rather more worried about Father Christmas.
I thought you had two lined up.
Yeah, I have. They're supposed to be working shifts, but one of them is sounding ominously croaky.
You can hardly have Father Christmas spreading germs.
Exactly. I might have to phone the agency for backup. Oh, you'll need to put that a bit higher up. That's a fire door. Yeah, that's better.
And how about you? Are you going to dress up in corset and bonnet?
Not if I can help it. Anyway, have you sorted out your elves?
Yes. The marshals have had their training in ice maintenance. My ticket sellers and skate fitters are fully briefed. And the chaps who supplied and directed the rink have all gone home.
So, we're on our own. That's a bit frightening.
Oh, have no fear. I've got everything under control.
Lewis, you're a wonder.
Yes. Yes, I understand. Okay. Right, well, thanks very much for your help. Yeah, bye.
What did they say?
We can claim. The insurance will cover it.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
And they said this kind of crime is becoming increasingly common.
Not really surprising, is it?
Which means our insurance premiums will doubtless go through the roof.
I mean, the price of feed has rocketed this past year.
Yeah, and that's another thing.
So a barn full of hay is a very valuable commodity.
We're going to have to buy in fodder to replace what we've lost.
There's not a lot around.
No, that's going to cost an arm and a leg.
I can't help wondering.
What?
Well, how did the thieves know to come today?
How do you mean?
Well, it's such a rare occurrence for both of us to be off the farm at the same time.
But how could they know?
The NFU lunch. Most of the livestock farmers in the area were there, so it doesn't take a genius to work out that quite a few farms are going to be left unattended.
What? You think it's somebody who knew about the lunch?
Well, it's not going to be an opportunist thief, is it? You'd need to plan ahead.
Can I come in?
Eddie, you're not milking today.
No, I know. I just wondered. I saw a police car leaving.
You didn't happen to see anyone else leaving, did you?
No, I've been over Lower Loxley.
We've been burgled.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the police say our only chance of catching the perpetrators is if someone saw something.
What did they take?
Half a barn full of hay.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
So they must have had a flatbed lorry or something. You'd think somebody would have seen it.
Unfortunately, a lorry load of hay is not an uncommon sight round these parts.
When did we last have a farm watch meeting?
Ages ago.
Yeah. We've let it slide a bit, haven't we?
I'm afraid so.
Well, I suppose it's shutting the stable door, but I better organise something, you know, just to warn everyone else that they need to be a bit more vigilant.
Oh, spread the word.
It is so frustrating. Keep your ear to the ground, Eddie, will you? I'd love to catch the beggars.